Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm Vince Colonnaise. I'm joined by Chris Bedford in for the vacationing Mary Walter. Chris Bedford, the editor-in-chief of the Daily Caller News Foundation. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
We're now also joined by Corey Stewart, who's joining us from Atlanta, Georgia. He's en route to Alabama, where he's going to be campaigning for Roy Moore. Corey, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Glad to have you, sir. So what's bringing you to Alabama on this day before the election?
Well, I'm down here in solidarity with Judge Roy Moore to help support him in his race for U.S. Senate. I think he's getting kind of a raw deal by the establishment, and so a lot of conservatives are down here to show solidarity with Judge Moore.
So it goes without saying, you don't think that any of the allegations against him are either credible or don't stand up to your assessments?
Well, I think the point is that they're unproven, and that, you know, we don't have proven you're guilty until proven innocent in this country. You're innocent until proven guilty. It's more of a principle of the matter.
Right. I want to ask you also. We've been talking all morning about the fact that you'd be joining us. So as a result, we've gotten some questions thrown at us. One from a Gillespie supporter that I found interesting. He said that some Virginia conservatives have complained that you didn't campaign for Ed Gillespie last year, or in 2014, or for Ken Cuccinelli in 2013. But meanwhile, you're campaigning for Roy Moore in Alabama, and they're looking for an explanation. Why is that?
Well, I did campaign for Gillespie. In fact, I offered to endorse him. He never wanted that. But look, we have an establishment, Republican establishment, is very, very strong. They would rather have Democrats. They've admitted that. They'd rather have a Democrat in the U.S. Senate than Judge Moore. They'd rather have a Democrat in the U.S. Senate than me. There is a war going on between the Republican establishment and the new type of Republican who supports the president. It's going on right now. We realize that this is going on, and we're going to fight back. It's time to start punching back.
Are you seeing a lot of out-of-state volunteers or people going down? Has this become a gathering place for anti-establishment conservatives, or are you kind of on your own down there as far as people?
No, there's a lot of people. I'm not there yet. I flew into Atlanta last time. I was about to drive over to Montgomery, but there's a lot of people here from across the country. From what I understand, Steve Bannon's down here. Cynthia Dunbar from Virginia is also down here, but I think there's going to be a lot of people, knocking on doors, making phone calls, making speeches, whatever it takes to get Judge Moore over the line.
Yeah, and obviously, a lot of this race has turned on whether or not people think that Judge Moore has a character deficit in light of the allegations against him. The voters in Alabama, meanwhile, overwhelmingly just not believing the accusations, which is why he does continue to have a lot of support there. Go ahead. You have a point to make.
Exactly. I mean, somebody, they stay silent for 38 years, and then suddenly, right before a general election, they say something. It's just not believable. And she admitted that she forged part of that note in the yearbook. You don't have good enough character to be in Congress. I mean, give me a break. I mean, look at all those guys up there with all these, and so many of them are being protected. I mean, if the new standard is that if you're accused of sexual harassment, therefore you're guilty, well, then why not release the names of every single member of Congress who's ever been accused for sexual harassment? They haven't done that. If that's the new standard, that's what they should do. Release all the names, and we should boot all those guys out.
The accused and the accusers, by the way. It'd be nice to vet all of the allegations. I'm interested, especially, it's hard not to look at this through the light of what it is, which is to say, in addition to supporting Roy Moore, you, of course, are running your own Senate campaign. You are clearly of the belief that this is a good move in terms of rallying support to your side as you run for Senate in Virginia.
Well, I'm not really calculating things that way. I don't know if it is or not. I mean, a lot of people are just running away from this thing. But I don't believe in running away. I believe in fighting. I think that it's, I don't think it's right to run for the hills every time somebody gets accused of something. I just think that he's getting a raw deal. You know, it's not just Democrats, it's Republicans, establishment Republicans who are trying to condemn Roy Moore for an unsubstantiated sexual harassment claim that's 38 years old, and they're expecting him to prove himself innocent rather than the other way around. I think it's wrong.
So we saw Senator Al Franken on the Senate floor during his maybe resignation that's coming. He said he's going to do it. And during his few moments of self-reflection, he talked a lot about other people, like Donald Trump, Roy Moore. So if you see Roy Moore coming to victory, coming to the U.S. Senate, do you think that impacts Al Franken's chances of actually stepping down? Or maybe does he stay to fight against Republicans?
Well, I think it's a totally different situation because, I mean, Al Franken, there's photographic evidence of what he was doing. He never even denied that, you know, what he did to that that woman, that, you know, he did it. He did it. He admitted to it. It's a recent thing. And I think that, you know, Franken, in fact, I don't know why he doesn't step down right now. And if he's a sexual predator, which he clearly is, he should step down rather than endangering the lives and the safety of all those young people out in the work in the U.S. Senate.
Today, so you'll obviously, today's the day to be doing these get out the vote efforts with the election tomorrow. Corey Stewart, what will be your activities today as you move around Alabama?
Well, we're going to be going to the rally this evening, and then tomorrow to the victory celebration. We're going to be meeting with I know there's some meetings that are being set up right now with some key Republicans down here. And then we're just going down there. We've made it clear to the campaign. I don't want to be a trouble. You don't have to try to schedule me, anything like that. I'll do whatever you want me to do. In fact, I'll man a phone bank, whatever it takes, just to help out and roll up the sleeves and get Judge Roy Moore over the line.
All right. So for voters in Alabama, you may hear this voice today, Corey Stewart making some phone calls on the phone bank. Corey, thank you very much for joining us this morning on Mornings on the Mall.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Yep. Glad to have you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.